time for another piano puzzler. Composer Bruce Adolph is here with me. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
And glad to have you here, Bruce, for a piano puzzler where you take a familiar tune, rewrite it in the style of a classical composer, and we get a listener on the phone to try to guess the tune and the composer. And I understand that today, this piano puzzler has a little bit of a vocal connection with it.
Yes, I got inspired by singing for a change, and usually the puzzlers are related to piano music, although not always. And in this case, it's vocal music.
Well, we have a listener calling from San Diego, California. Valerie Yova is joining us. Hi, Valerie.
Hello.
And you're a singer yourself, right?
I am. Am I retired?
Well, you might be the perfect person for this piano puzzler. And actually, before we play the piano puzzler, before Bruce plays what he's written for you, Valerie, let's hear a couple of excerpts and hear the way two different composers use the voice. One of these will be a clue about the piano puzzler that Bruce is about to play. And Valerie, since you're a singer, I want to see if you can tell me what these are. Let's hear number one. Valerie, you're a singer. Do you know what that is?
That's really high, and it's only sung at night.
Have you sung that at night yourself?
Oh, God, no. I wasn't one of those. That's the Queen of the Night from The Magic Flute.
Yes, from Mozart's opera, The Magic Flute, the Queen of the Night aria. Okay, let's hear how another composer used the voice. Wow, I love the way she rolled that R. Valerie, what was that?
That one I did sing a lot. That's from Handel's Messiah.
I know that my Redeemer liveth. Yes, just the very words she sang for us at the beginning of that.
Yeah.
Now, one of those is a clue for Bruce Adolph's piano puzzler. Bruce, any other words of advice for Valerie?
Well, I think it's going to be fun, but a little disorienting. And don't forget, there's a tune hidden in here that has nothing to do with anything that you've heard. So it's going to be slightly strange, I think, and prepare yourself for that.
Okay,
Valerie, here's your piano puzzler.
Thank you.
So, Valerie, first of all, Mozart or Handel? Based on those two tunes that we heard to start with, the Mozart Queen of the Night and the Handel...
Oh, yeah, it's the Handel melody, sort of.
Yeah, now that's what's confusing. It's based on I Know That My Redeemer Liveth. But the tune is different, and it's so close that it's kind of hurts your brain. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to start where the voice comes in. I'll skip the introduction. And now that we know it's Handel, just concentrate on the tune. I think you'll probably know the melody, but the context is quite tricky. That's the opening line of the tune. Then this happens. Here's a little bit of a bridge passage by Handel. Here comes the tune again. Anything springing to mind? Yeah, you're singing it.
I know what you're missing, but I can't remember the
opening line.
Well, keep going.
Keep going.
Oh, God.
He's a real...
Nowhere man.
There you go.
That's it, the Beatles song, Nowhere Man.
Wow, that was really hard.
And I think what makes it hard is they fit together so perfectly. This doesn't always happen. I don't always say this. You can't tell the difference.
At first I thought it was... Caro mio ben.
Oh, yeah. But you know that the Messiah premiered in Dublin, which is pretty close to where the Beatles grew up, so it's all the same.
Right.
Well, Valerie Jova, well done. I mean, that tune was so deeply buried in the Handel, and you dug it out, the Beatles' Nowhere Man, in the style of Handel, and folded right into I Know That My Redeemer Liveth. Valerie Jova from San Diego, California. What's your public radio station?
It's KPBS, and I am a member.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Valerie, thanks for playing the Piano Puzzler.
Well, thank you for having me.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.